D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here on The Hardline, where we take a look at those who have recently passed on and evaluate, discuss, and see if they are worthy of the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. DJ, where are we?
So we reshuffled in order to get Ozzy, Malcolm, Jamal Warner, and Hulk Hogan into the same room.
Yes.
So that's 5 of 6. So I think we've got Michael Madsen alone in 5 of 7.
We needed the true trifecta. And yes.
That was a true trifecta. It does feel...
Madsen did have to box his stuff up and move next door, but I think he did it willingly.
Yes.
All right.
Did Malcolm Jamal Warner do it willingly?
What?
Hi, Donovan.
What are we doing here?
What do you mean?
He didn't have to move.
He didn't do anything. We put him in because of the true back-to-back-to-back deaths. So we put them all together.
It was a true trifecta.
Are you claiming like some
maybe
sort of racist ploy? Like,
maybe
like
he didn't want to be with
Trifecta Lakes is segregated?
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't know if he wanted to be with Hulk Hogan.
Well,
either.
ask the new resident.
Well, we have to see if he's in, but 2 days ago, we lost baseball legend Ryne Sandberg.
Ryne?
This isn't Chuck Mangione?
No.
It probably will be soon.
He jumped the line, Ham. He jumped the line.
Ryne Sandberg was named Ryne because his parents were avid baseball fans, and they were listening to a baseball game involving the New York Yankees, and the Yankees had an all-star pitcher named Ryne Duren. No idea.
Okay.
But they were listening to the game, and apparently Mrs. Sandberg was preggers.
So hot.
And she looked over at Mr. Sandberg and said, "I like the name Ryne. R-Y-N-E. N-E.
Have we heard of any other Rhines? Did you guys have any? Not,
yeah, there,
not
were,
like
there was
Rhines,
that one.
Not the guy we worked with. But I mean, first name Ryne. Did anybody grow up with a Ryne? Did that name, is it big in Chicago?
I have no idea. I mean, I imagine it's big in Chicago. But I got nothing. Ryne Duren was a four-time All-Star and a World Series champion, but also finished his career with 27 career wins and played for 8 different teams.
Okay.
Huh. And he's a Scotty. How about that?
How about that?
All right, but let's get back to Ryne Sandberg. Ryne Sandberg is clearly a top 10 second baseman in the history of baseball. Now, I realize you might say, well, top 10? Is that great? And...
Who is this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose we all want to hear he's the GOAT, but that's probably disingenuous to...
I think being a top 10 in
Rogers
any sport...
Rogers Hornsby or Jackie Robinson or Joe Morgan or Rod Carew or... You know, there's a lot of good second basemen, right?
Yes.
Robbie Alomar. I don't know where you are on Charlie Gehringer or Robbie Cano, but Ryne Sandberg was absolutely awesome. He... was an all-star in 1984, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, and 93.
Wow.
He won the Gold Glove in 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, and 91. He won the MVP in 84, won the Silver Slugger in 84, 85, 88, 89, 90, 99, 91, 92. And he was the NL home run leader in 1990 as a second baseman. That's a rare treat. Finished with 282 home runs, 2,300 hits, and went directly into the Hall of Fame on the third ballot. His number was retired with the Cubs. And I just learned this, and I'm a little bit upset that I didn't know this ahead of time, that his career with the Cubs was 1982 when he was traded from the Phillies, until 1997, which is perfectly overlaid with Harry Carey's career with the Cubs from 1982 to 1997. Now, that was not planned, because Harry Carey died in February of 1998, or he would have kept going after Rhino had retired. But I'm sure Cubs fans have romanticized.
Is that when the Cubs went on WGN in 82?
Great question. No, I don't think so. I thought Harry was with the White Sox and across the street, right? Is that what everybody remembers about Harry Carey? I don't know, but their careers were identical. I had no idea about that. That felt like a real fun fact.
So when you look at like the all-decade team that's in football, it seems like that's way more out there and prevalent and maybe I don't know why. But I know a lot about the all-decade teams in football, it seems like. Maybe because it's all predicated on that's one of the ways you can get into the Hall of Fame, if you're part of the all-decade team. And, like, Drew Pearson was the only guy left on the 70s all-decade team that wasn't in the Hall of Fame, I think. So at first base, the all-80s decade team, first base Eddie Murray, second base Ryne Sandberg, shortstop, anybody want to guess?
Ozzie Smith. Or Cal Ripken, okay.
Cal Ripken, third base?
Probably Schmidt, two choices. Schmidt or Boggs, or is Schmitty? Yeah, I'll go with Mike Schmidt.
Yeah, Schmidt. And then your outfield consists of Ricky Henderson.
Ricky!
Tony Gwynn and Dale Murphy. Okay. Starting pitchers were...
Boy, a little early for Dwight Gooden, probably, because he only got half the decade. But I'm thinking, gosh, there's a number of directions you can go here. Help me out, Donnie. Mr. Baseball.
Nolan?
Yeah, Nolan's a great one, probably.
Yeah, Nolan, Jack Morris.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? They don't list the other one.
Who's our catcher?
It was, did I not mention catcher?
You might have. I might have been.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Rick Dempsey.
Gary Carter. Carlton,
okay, Gary Carter.
Yeah.
Baseball bunch.
So, yeah, I mean, he's an all-decade type player. And Donovan, we were talking about this yesterday, and I heard you guys talking about it because that was McLaren's big hero as well.
Mm-hmm. What a brag about his baseball cards, by the way.
I know he didn't even bring them up. I want to check it out.
You couldn't even... Like the game of baseball, if it was mentioned, it's almost like Ryne Sandberg had to be in the conversation of popular players when you were a kid. And like Matt had with his baseball cards, he just was everything to that generation. He's, you know, 12 years older than us, which means he's in the wheelhouse of that's the hero worship age. We were 12, he was 25 type stuff. So we worshiped all those guys who were about 25 years old when we were kids. He was one of them.
And if you had cable or knew anyone that had cable, any afternoon you'd go over their house, you would watch Cubs baseball because it's always afternoon games.
Yep.
You couldn't even watch Rangers games, but you could watch the Cubs.
Because they didn't have lights until what? The late 90s?
88.
Oh, 88?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the first night game at Wrigley, although it got rained out, so it actually became 8-9-88. Do I know how to party?
You know how to party.
Really 8888, also the day Gretzky traded.
By the way, I found out WGN became the second superstation in 1978. That's when they started going national on cable.
Did you guys remember him managing the Phillies?
Ryne Sandberg?
For 3 years.
What years?
Dude.
2013, 2014, and 2015.
What?
Were we napping?
Did you, Donovan?
No. Don't even remember that at all.
Are you sure?
What was his record?
It wasn't great. Let's see. He was 119 and 159 as Phillies manager. Fourth place finish, fifth place finish, and resignation with a 26-48 record. Okay, well, we're not... Well,
that's not going to help him get into Trifecta Lake.
We're not watching...
Ham's freaking out.
We're not watching non-competitive National League East teams. We're just not. That's our policy here on the show. It always has been.
So that video that was floating around yesterday of the game...
June of 84?
Yeah. Against the Cardinals, in which he hit a couple of home runs off Bruce Sutter.
Which might have been the peak of my baseball fandom, is like 82 to 84, man. could not get enough.
I would say for me, yeah, 82 to 88, probably. 80 to 88, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, you're right. Probably all the way to, like, Kirk Gibson's home run in the 89 series.
Yeah.
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 Or no, that was 88, right?
Yeah, that was 88. 89 was the earthquake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that game, though, there were so many interesting tidbits, just, you know, whether it was Harry Carey calling those majestic bombs that he hit out into left field, or the fact that Wrigley Field, have you guys, I know you've been there, Bob. Have you been there, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best.
It really is.
Fenway's actually the best, but you need need to go to Wrigley.
I think Wrigley is on equal footing or maybe even a step. I like the park better for some reason.
Okay.
But the fact that a game in June looked like World Series Game 7, crowd-wise.
Yep.
As packed as that outfield was, and not one dude was wearing a shirt.
Luca.
Like, I would love to know the temperature out there that day. And the fact that nobody was wearing a shirt is kind of kick ass.
And was it like when we went to the finals game in Boston that there were no chicks? It was all dudes?
There were chicks in the bleachers.
Here's the weird thing about Chicago.
And we overrated every one of them.
Yes. Here's the weird thing about Chicago sports fans, especially Cubs fans. There's a ton of girls.
Yeah.
And they're all like hardcore Chicago and thick accents. And
cussing at the opponents.
Yes. Yeah. They're way into it.
Why is that so weird? Weird. I think girls like baseball.
I think girls do like baseball.
All right.
I think more girls like baseball than any other sport.
Let's vote on Corby's claim that it's uncommon for girls to like baseball.
Maybe I just
it's not weird.
Maybe I just live in a house that...
Maybe in your suite.
Yeah. Was Ryan a heartthrob in Chicago?
Yes. Ryan was definitely a heartthrob in Chicago.
He was a total hunk.
The ladies loved him. He has a statue outside Wrigley now. Hunk went away, didn't it?
A long time ago.
But unfortunately, we lost him to cancer. And so we continue our anti-cancer policy here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which color cancer?
Prostate cancer is brown, right?
No, I think that's colon cancer.
Either way.
They're both pretty brown, aren't
both
they?
Both your jokes work for either one.
Colon cancer, dark blue.
Okay, dark blue.
Dark blue, no kidding. All right, well, there you go. The untimely passing of Ryne Sandberg, way too young at age 65, has left us just a fantastic career and very influential on many of us Gen Xers who are on a horrible slide with Gen X deaths.
A heater.
Or the opposite.
Yeah. Lando?
100%.
Deej?
Yep.
Ham? In?
Boy, Newberg tells us Michael Young played for Ryne Sandberg with the Phillies.
Again,
wow.
No recollection. Donovan?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think Jamie's good at the Immaculate Grid?
Yes, I do. I would take him on my team any day. We all put him in. Unanimous. Unlike Ichiro, who had one sports writer say no, we are unanimous to let Ryne Sandberg into in the sky.
Sandberg was a third ballot Hall of Famer, but first ballot trifecta.
Indeed. That's what he'll most be remembered for, as he sits in there with Michael Madsen, the noted actor.
Thanks, Donnie.
Donnie, thank you.
Bye-bye, boys. Bye, Ryne.
Ryne.
Bye, Ryne, indeed.